Hey there, today is Tuesday, May 11th, 2021. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author and blogger, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the fears I might have faced, the different foods I might have tried that are new to me, and, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And, this may be my only podcast for this week. I don't know. But I will tell you about what I wrote about in my blog yesterday. So, you know, in case you didn't read my blog, you get to the podcast. So I think the title of this podcast is going to be The Lost Little Mining Town of Upstate New York, something to that effect, because the other day, my husband and I, actually, we didn't drive that far from where we live. I don't know, maybe 2 hours, I'm not really too sure, but we did the drive. So we went up to it used to be a little town in upstate New York, in the Adirondacks, at the very, very beginning of the Hudson River, no less, to this place that, I don't know if I'm going to say this right, Tahawas. I think it's an American Indian name. Do not quote me on that. But it used to be a town. It really used to be a town in the 1800s. And they had a couple of homes there. I believe there was a school and some of the things there, and they did some iron mining. They did. And they had a building that had a whole bunch of iron equipment in it. And, the whole reason why this little town was along the water was so that they could use the water to get the iron from one place in New York to the next place. And I'm really not doing a very good job of describing this town. I know that because I'm having trouble with it. I do know that, I don't even remember the name of the man, who did this. But it was some man and another man. This is a great podcast, isn't it? And they got together and they started this. And I'm sorry, I'm having a really, really bad day today, Lord, you guys. So, I'm trying to explain this, but it's a little town, no longer there. They did some mining for iron, if my information is correct. The big building that they used to use to, I believe, melt the iron is literally still there and intact. And going from where everything started at the beginning of the Hudson River, which I guess would be considered a stream there, if you go from there to where that building is, or that ruin, I guess you could call it, it's actually a very nice walk. And my husband and I did it, and it was absolute beautiful scenery. And along that walk, you could see the one or two homes that used to be there and that are ruins now, and you could see where their fireplaces used to be and all that stuff. So that was actually pretty cool. And if you take a good close look, you could see where there are pieces of iron still on the ground in the forest there, which would be behind the homes and alongside the river and there. And if you go to it, the Tahawas, well, that's the name of what the town used to be, I think. But here's the deal. So if you read my blog, Tahawas, the little lost town in upstate New York, I think that's the title of it anyway, that will explain everything to you. So you can read everything, and I've got pictures on there, but it's, there weren't that many buildings, and the place, I'd like to say it didn't last long, but I guess it kind of did last long. So apparently the guy who was trying to do all this, he accidentally shot himself and he killed himself. I know it's not funny, but I don't even know how much longer after that he would have lived. I'm going to assume quite a while, but that's what happened. And I read about it on the thing. And years after that, it became a hunting lodge area, and I want to say bike riding, but that's not right. I cannot remember what it is, but I do know that President Roosevelt stayed there on his vacations for the hunting and all that. And while he was there, the one year, apparently President McKinley passed away, and that's where Roosevelt was when he found out. And I know I am just ruining all of this for this podcast, but my brain went completely dead. Sorry about that. But if you read my blog about it, you'll get all the information you need. And you know what? If you like hiking or even going for small walks, this is actually a pretty good place to go. I don't know how far of a drive you like to do, whether it's 15 minutes, whether half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, maybe 3 hours. I don't know if it's worth a three-hour drive. I think we did a two-hour drive, but we also did some bear searching on the way up there. Didn't find any bears, unfortunately. But this little town that is no longer there was actually pretty cool to see, because, you know, I can't get to Ireland yet, or England, or Scotland. So getting to see ruins of any kind was pretty cool, even if it was in upstate New York. And I gotta tell you, as much as I'm frustrated with my state, New York, my husband has been taking me to some pretty cool places in the last couple of weeks that I had no idea were there. So kudos to him for that. Yeah, so I would suggest that you go to this place. And like I said, if you read about it on my blog, the title of my blog is Tahawas, the Little Lost Town in Upstate New York, or something to that effect. You can go to kathleensmith.org and read that. You will get better information on my blog. So, because I know I messed up this podcast. Sorry about that. I also would like to thank everybody who is listening to my podcast for listening to it. I really appreciate that. Yeah, I guess I should go, because my brain just kind of got fried on me and I just can't remember stuff anymore. My books, Miscarriage Is My Story, Brooklyn Raised, Love in Upstate, and Hey You Moments to Remember. And if you like watching YouTube videos, I have a YouTube channel, Kat and Smith. That's KatAndSmith. And I have a lot of videos for you to watch. Some I think are pretty cool, some are informative, but go ahead and check them out. And if you would like to follow me on Twitter, my Twitter handle is @SRKBear. I am on LinkedIn if you would like to follow me there. And my books all have Facebook pages, so if you would like to follow me there as well, that'd be great. And just so you know, my books are all on audio. All three of them are on the Kindle. The first two are on paperback. And I should probably go now, because I kind of messed up this podcast, but sorry, it is what it is. And like I said, if you want any more information, you can read all about this little lost town in the blog at kathleensmith.org. And until the next time, whenever that's going to be, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And thank you so very much for listening to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner. You don't know how much I appreciate it. And thank you. Bye-bye.